As a group of Latinas from the southeast side of Chicago, we created this platform because,
well, we just have something to say. Join us for laughs, cries, the ups and downs, and a little bit of tea.
Or café. So grab your café con canela.
Or coffee.
And let us be part of your Wednesday morning.
To the neighbor.
You better fucking finish that, because now you don't have anything to close it with. That's okay.
Okay, well, book it. Just kidding.
Cheers to that.
So this, and I guess I didn't even realize it was sangria, but it makes sense because it's fruity. But it's really good, and I really enjoyed it.
Is it sweet? You don't like sweet.
I don't, which I was surprised I liked it. So it's blood orange pineapple. Maybe because it has pineapple in it. That's probably why I like it. But it was really delicious. We got it. So we went out to eat, and I guess I could talk about that. Hi, and we are back with another episode of Café con Canela. Sorry, we got a little carried away over here with our bubbly sangria.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
Yeah. It's pretty bubbly.
It is. It wasn't as bubbly. I don't even remember it being bubbly when I drank it.
Maybe it was sitting for a while before you drank it?
Maybe. Because it was like a flight. Is that what they're called? Flight?
Yeah. Where it's like a few of them?
Yeah. So maybe that's why. So, hey, I'm Yesenia.
And I'm Lila.
And I bought this. We're drinking today. We're not drinking coffee.
We're not drinking cafe.
Sorry. You know, we've been recording because it's been crazy busy. That's what happens in the summer or once the weather starts getting nice. So we're like out and about all day.
And I think it's because the kids went back to school. So we're kind of trying to adjust to that.
Yes, definitely. And the holidays. So we had Easter. Usually we record on Sundays, and Easter was Sunday, so we've been recording in the evenings, which is like, we don't want to drink coffee because we want to be able to sleep.
Yeah.
So instead we drink alcohol.
Because we have to wake up in the morning and function.
Yes. This weekend, we went out to eat for Bonnie's birthday. We went to Cooper's Hawk, and I never buy wine there. Well, I've only been to Cooper's Hawk one other time, but I wanted to buy a wine. So we had like the flights of wine. And I really liked this one. So I was like, okay, let me try it. So it's a bubbly sangria.
It's blood orange pineapple.
Yes.
Look, I like the bottle. I love the wine. Delicious. Pick, Yesenia.
Thank you. And originally we were going to try to do the wine tasting thing. But we couldn't do it because it was minimum of 4 people. And we had 5. So we should try to do it.
The minimum is what?
4.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Just me and you.
We can invite Megan.
The perks of not having friends.
Yes.
Just kidding. Sorry. We have friends. Well,
we do.
Sort of. Yes, Anya.
So what I think I'm going to do is, because sometimes I'm really loud when I laugh, I'm going to sit back when I laugh. So I'm not right on the mic. Okay. So how you been, Lila?
Every week I say I'm good.
But how was your holiday? How was Easter?
It was
your
good.
Your family came here, right?
Yeah, so I hosted. It was not traditional. We didn't do, you know, the traditional ham spread and all that stuff. We grilled. So I did not get to wear, like...
What is the traditional Easter spread? I don't even know.
I think it's kind of like Thanksgiving, you know, where you do, like, ham and mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes. Oh.
Yeah, we didn't do any of that.
You know, stuff like that. Sides and stuff. I don't know. I mean, last year it was just me and my kids, so that's what I did. But this year, my brothers and my parents came over, and then my cousins. And just 2 of my cousins. So it's not like we had, like, 50 people here. And we grilled. So, yeah. So I did not dress up for Easter.
Okay.
I wore a T-shirt that I wear when I'm cleaning. So it was a nice little bleach stain on it. My leggings had a hole. Like, you know, it... Because I was cleaning my yard and then cleaning the grill. And then I grilled. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I wasn't dressed because I smelled like fire afterwards. But, yeah. We just...
Sorry about that little intermission. We're having technical difficulties.
Are we starting over or no?
No. We're just going to keep going. By the way, also, just in case you hear any outdoor noises, we're actually recording outside.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day out.
Finally. We haven't had such very many nice days. And, you know, as soon as the weather starts to break in Chicago, we're outside.
Exactly. And that's the reason why, too, I just told Eric that I wanted to invest in a picnic table with the little umbrella thingy or whatever it's called, because I want to be able to work outside. I think that if I'm working outside or like not just different inside environment, the house. Different environment. It'll be a lot better.
For for you.
We could record outside too.
Yeah,
you
know? I have a canopy, but I haven't put it up yet because I'm lazy to put it together. And Lewis doesn't really help me. He just does what I say. So if I'm like, do this, he'll do it. But he doesn't help me try to figure it out. And I just don't feel like using my brain right now. So it's, you know, nicely put away in my garage. But at some point, I'm going to put it up over the picnic table.
I'm just excited. I'm excited for the nice weather. And I'm so glad that we had a nice Easter. So we went to my mom's house. And the reason I was asking you, like, what kind is Easter food? Because we normally have, like, carnitas and menudo every Sunday. So this Sunday, we actually said, well, we'll bring stuff so my dad doesn't have to buy anything. My mom still made food, obviously. So she made the ensalada de macaroni and ensalada de papa. So we had two different ensaladas. And then arroz con gandules, so Puerto Rican rice.
Good.
And then Abraham brought wings and Victor. Aníbal brought Gina's chicken. So
very nice.
We had chicken and ensaladas, which was fine, you know?
Yeah, we just had like burgers, hot dogs, pork chops, and I made carnitas.
So normally the person that cooks out, because I was looking forward to cookout food, but the bad thing about it is that we all tend to bring stuff, and the one that cooks out is Victor's usually the one that cooks. He goes to church till about 12:30, so we end up starting late, and we end up eating late, so we're like, forget that. And I don't know if he's announcing it yet or not, but I'll announce it for him. He's going to be in LA for a couple months working.
I thought you were going to say he's having a baby.
Yeah, I know, like, right? That would be so exciting.
Very nice.
So he's leaving Wednesday.
Just him or his family too?
For now it's him until he finds, the company that he works for, you know how he does the solar stuff? They have a lot of work. Here in Chicago, it takes a lot longer to get permits. I mean, like mine, I got the solar. It's still not even on yet.
Oh, you got the panels, that's over a year ago.
Yeah, over a year ago. Obviously because of the pandemic too, but because the city still needs to come out and do their last inspection or whatever. It just takes forever. So in LA or in California, it's a lot
quicker process.
And because everybody's getting them. And you know, obviously it's a lot sunnier out there, so they get more sun, so it's
works better.
But it's so much faster. They say like within a day they get permits and it's fast.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's a lot of work out there. So he's gonna go back, he's gonna go out there and work for a couple months.
Damn, he's gonna make tons of money.
Hopefully. I mean, I'm sure he will. It just has to suck that he's gonna be away from his family for a bit. So he's gonna stay out there with my aunt for a little bit until he finds
a spot. That's nice. At least he got somewhere to go.
Yeah. So once he finds an apartment or a place to stay, then his family's gonna go out there. So I told him, I'm like, what? That means that I'm going to go visit, you know, do TikTok meetups in LA. I told him already. He's like, yeah, that's fine, whatever. So I'm excited for him.
Yeah, that's nice.
And him and Abraham are going to drive up there on Wednesday.
So,
he's going to take his car, so.
Dang, already, huh?
And then we leave Wednesday, too, for Florida. I'm so excited. I get to see my sister and Phil.
I know. It's been a long time.
And be on vacation. I need a vacation.
Yeah, you know? With work. It's been so hectic, huh? That's good.
Yeah, so, I'm excited. But this week was, same thing. We ate at my mom's house, did a little Easter egg hunt for the kids. They had a good time. And then today, in the morning, Ariel's like, Ma, when does the Easter Bunny come? I'm like, he already came. He brought you your eggs. He hit them. He's like, he didn't bring them. You hit them. I'm like, well, whatever. He's like, well, isn't he supposed to bring us anything? I'm like, you know what? Just don't ask me any questions, okay?
He contributed to the eggs. I'm glad none of these kids asked for anything. Like, we hit eggs. There was quite a few that had money in them. You know, and my son, of course, found the ones with the money. But the little kids, they were happy. Like, wait, we got $5, you know. So, some were happy. The other ones were like, I only got $5. Like, oh God, at least you got something, you know. Go buy your own gift. But yesterday was a nice night, also.
Yes.
So we were outside for a while. I think we, ended things around like 8:30, 9 o'clock, cleaned up, and it was
nice.
It was nice. They all helped clean up, so that was too. So I didn't get stuck because I looked at the table. I'm like, holy shit. Like, what am I going to do with all this stuff?
Oh, my gosh. But that's good that they helped clean up.
Yeah. There were the eggs. Oh, my God. The eggs were – because the kids, they just want the candy and anything that's inside the egg. So, like, eggs were all over my yard. Mm. So my mom, she picked them up. I was thankful for that.
Yeah, I told the kids, I'm like, if you take out any eggs, the eggs have to go back in your basket. Throw them out when you get home. I don't care.
Yeah. I was telling them to save them because, like, last year I did a little egg hunt. Because, you know, obviously it was the beginning of the pandemic, so we were, it was a little sad.
Again, sorry about the interruption. Hopefully I don't have trouble with this laptop this whole recording, but it won't be too long. We actually have a little questions game that we did a few months ago. Because people were asking us, people had messaged us a lot of questions about how long have we known each other and, how long have we been friends and, you know, how do we meet, stuff like that. So we figured we'd do like a questions game. So, I figured I'm going to just add that to the end of this intro. And, that's going to complete our season.
Yeah. Season one. Yeah. In the books.
That was exciting, fun, exciting. 21, 21 episodes in. Yeah. I know, last time.
Not
I
put 22.
It, not 22. 21 episodes in.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so we're still going to be putting segments out. We're not necessarily sure. It may be all over the place this summer. It's still going to be under the Café con Canela podcast. I don't know what you call it. Playlist? Yeah. Uh-huh. So we're not going to create another separate playlist.
Right, right.
But it's not going to be part of the Café con Canela episodes. It'll be different, so it'll be a little bit, you know,
more laid back.
Yes.
Not focused on the same
thing. No, I actually was, I'm looking forward to, like, doing games, doing maybe even like there's some things that I wanted to do, like if we do from the concession stand. Well, as you'll see as we go along, I mean, we're not set on anything, it's not nothing set in stone. We just want to be able to just record and have fun with it. So during the summer, it's just gonna be like a laid back thing. So just be on the lookout for it. It may not be a regularly like the podcast
weekly,
has been,
and
it may not even be on Wednesdays that we air them.
Yeah.
So
very sporadic, but still listen. We'll still be there.
And then we'll be back with season two with bigger and better stuff. You know, changes to the podcast, and I'm really excited for what we already have in store for season two. So, but yeah, so this week, today I wasn't even sure if I was going to be able to record. I got my second shot. I got my second Pfizer shot.
Yeah. That's why when you said it, I was like, how are you going to be feeling later on?
I was fine. I mean, my hand was a little tingly once I got it. But as the day went on, and I was out and about all day, as the day went on, my arm did start feeling sore, and it is sore right now. And I was feeling a little, like, nauseous. But I think it might have been because I drink coffee on an empty stomach. So maybe that's why. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, coffee nice never try. Really makes me nauseous.
I was just going to say, like, I think most people drink coffee on an empty stomach. Yeah. Like.
So I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, I was feeling a little off today. But I feel okay now. The sangria fixed it.
Let's see how you feel tomorrow.
I know.
It's usually the next day that kicks people's ass.
Yeah, so we'll see.
But good luck. I mean, hopefully you don't. I know. Yeah, like, I felt fine. Jason said that he did feel flu symptoms.
But he also did say that he took something right away. So he's like, he didn't feel it right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. But on another note, I'm really excited because this week, two companies that I wanted to work with, that I'm excited to work with, reached out to me. And they're going to send me products and merch. So I'm excited about that.
Can you say the company name?
I don't want to yet because, like, you know, I want to wait till I get them.
Okay, okay.
So I'll wait, but definitely follow me on TikTok and on Instagram if y'all want to see it.
Yay.
Thank you, thank you.
That's exciting.
Have you been up to anything? I know I haven't really seen you. I didn't really see you this weekend.
No. I haven't really been up to much. Like, Saturday I knew I had to be up early Sunday to start the carnitas, and then I was cleaning, like, the yard and the garage Saturday, so, like, nah, I'm pretty boring. Friday, finally got a pedicure after who knows how long.
Oh, that's what I forgot to do.
Yeah, like, I needed it. And, I mean, I could have polished my own toenails, but I kept putting it off because my intentions were to get a pedicure. So I finally went, and then after the pedicure, we stopped to eat and have a drink, and it was at a bar, you know, so we ate at the bar, had a drink. There was nobody there. It was just me and my friend and the bartender. And the bartender was a bit creepy.
Why do you say that?
He was, you know, friendly, charming, like any bartender, anyone who is depending on tips. But, yeah, he mentioned he was a male dom.
Oh, my gosh.
He was into BDSM.
So, male dom, they're the ones that, like...
Chains and whips?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like 50 Shades kind of thing?
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I was just like, ugh. But my friend was just like, oh, wow, it's so interesting. Like, she had no idea. Mm. I feel so bad. She had no idea. But, yeah. It was pretty interesting, to say the least. I kind of was, I was not as interested in the conversation as my friend was. And, like, you know, I'm looking down at the phone, and then he asked, like, oh, how long have you guys been friends? And she was like, since high school. And then he says, I've always wanted to be with best friends. Oh, I almost spit my drink out. Like, are you kidding me? That's not what we're here for.
And was he was like, a waiter or the bartender?
The bartender. Yeah. I was like, and I was actually like reading an email when he said it. And I looked up and I said, no, like absolutely not.
Yeah.
And, yeah, then my friend, she made a comment like, she kind of made a comment that, I don't know, like, added to it all. She was just like, oh, if I wasn't with my boyfriend, I always said I'd be with her. And I looked at her like, you'd be with me? No, you don't say this right now. She's like, no, not in a sexual way, but, like, we could be roommates and stuff.
And
no.
Other way are you gonna
like, no. Yeah. But you don't say that after he just finished saying he's always wanted to be with best friends. Like, now you're making him believe that this may be possible.
Yeah.
Like, and it's impossible. Definitely like, not. Yeah. And he was like, what's your sign? And I said, I'm a very reserved Scorpio. He was like, no such thing. Oh, absolutely there is. Like, nice to meet you. So, yeah, it was a little odd. And then we left. And she was like, oh, he was such a friendly guy. And so when I got home, I had to, like, Google it for her. And I sent her a screenshot. She was like, oh, my God. I had no idea that it was, that's what he was talking about. And I'm like, oh. You're so gullible, like, just like, just, and you know, she's just so sweet that like, yeah, she wants to show interest in what people have to say. And I'm like, no, but sometimes they may take it the wrong way. So yeah, like, I'm like, I understand that you wanted to be interested in what he had to say without, like, you know, because you didn't want to hurt his feelings, but fuck his feelings.
Yeah,
like. And she was like, oh, my God, he could have been a murderer. I said, no. I don't think he would have murdered you. Maybe hurt you physically. Maybe he would think in a good way, but, like, no, I'm good, thanks.
And so, and I can totally see, you know, being in a long-term relationship, you tend to, like, forget how it is to flirt. Or how to, like...
Or when people are flirting with you, you just don't get it. Like, oh, he's just being so nice. Like, no, girl.
And I can see where it feels good to have nice conversations like that, but it's like I don't know if that blindsides people on when people are being creepy, you know?
Yeah, like he turned around, went to the register for something, and I was like, all right, we're done, let's go, you know? And so I get up and walk away. She's like, you're not gonna say bye? No, why do we have to say bye? I don't know this fucker. Let's go. So I get up, and she's taking her time, getting her stuff together, putting stuff in her purse, and I'm just like, what the fuck? So then he turns around like, wow, you're not even gonna say bye?
Like, nope.
Why? Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for serving us. We gave you a tip. That's it.
Yeah.
And then she was like, my friend was like, oh, she's a little mean sometimes. Like,
he doesn't need an explanation.
I don't give a fuck. Like, yeah, like.
Yeah. So there, it's funny because I saw a video not so long ago of a lady that made a video about, like, it was kind of like she was singing to, like, I forgot what song it was. Like
singing?
Singing, okay. Yeah. Like, kind of like one of those, what are those called when they make fun of the songs. I don't know. Anyway.
Parody.
Parody. It was like a parody of a song. So it was like, be nice to men that hit on you. Women, stop being rude. Or something like that. Like, okay, no, it's not rude to not be nice to someone that's hitting on you. Like, you can just, you don't have to be ignorant, but you don't have to be nice. Like, and,
but see, that's the thing. You don't owe anybody anything. You can be nice, but then, and I'm sorry to offend any men, but men take it the wrong way.
Yes.
They take niceness as flirting back. That's the problem. And it's like, no, it's no. Like,
and that's why,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I'm just being nice to you.
And that's why I feel like there is no reason for you to have to be nice. Like, if you want to be nice, great. But it's gotten to the point where, yeah, they take niceness as a yes.
Yeah, when, like, I want to get in your pants. It's like, no. And I don't want you in mine either.
And
I'm just being nice.
And if something happens, the first thing they say is like, well, you interacted with him. You know, you allowed it to happen because you entertained him. Like, I was just being nice, but that's what it leads to. You know, it's just, it's like, nobody owes anybody niceness. You don't. Like, if someone is hitting on you, if a man is hitting you or a woman, and it's not something that you want to hear, or
if it makes you feel uncomfortable,
it's okay to just walk away without saying a word, you know? Yeah. It's okay to not acknowledge the person. You don't have to acknowledge them. You don't have to. We're human and nobody owes you anything. Simple as that. So it was just a lot of people were talking back about, like, being in those situations. Like, yeah, I was nice to somebody and they took it the wrong way, and
that shit happens all the time. Yeah, and it's like, oh my God. I don't know how to tell people, like, sorry, I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you
because
took it the wrong way.
Because
I don't want to, like, I don't want to say it and then they'd be like, I wasn't interested in you either.
Exactly.
When it's like, no, yes, you were. I know you took my niceness the wrong way. So then I don't even say it politely to them. I just start acting like a fucking bitch. And then, oh, she's a bitch. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Because when I was nice, you thought I wanted more from you than just a friendly conversation. Like,
exactly.
No. So I don't care if you think I'm a bitch. Like, it is what it is. Exactly. I don't care. Then don't talk to me. Mm-hmm. Because obviously I can't have a conversation with you without you thinking I want more.
Exactly.
And it's unfortunate. You know, it's very unfortunate. Because it's like, I think there would be more male-female relationships if people wouldn't confuse niceness with flirting.
Yes.
You know, like,
absolutely.
I don't want to do anything sexual with any male that I'm nice to. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, no.
Like, I was just being nice. That was
it. Like, you would know if I wanted something more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no. So, yeah. Well, it is what it is. But other than that, that was my Friday. I just came home and I did nothing the rest of the evening. We watched Kong vs. Godzilla.
Eric saw it. Eric and the kids saw it on Friday as well.
I think we saw it Saturday. Yeah, I watched it Saturday evening with my kids.
Oh, no, we did see it Saturday. It was Saturday. Sorry. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was the day I went to dinner. So, yeah, it was Saturday.
I liked it. Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it, but yeah, they liked it. Well, Ariel stepped away, but Eric was telling me that it was good. So
yeah.
I'll check it out. Is it on HBO Max? Is that why people watched it? Okay.
Yeah, HBO Max. Yesterday, last night, after, mm-hmm. you know, everybody left or whatever, we watched The Big Green. So that's mm-hmm. an old movie, but I think I like watching movies that I watched when I was younger because mm-hmm. it kind of, like, brings me peace.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know,
it does.
It's like,
it is. There's something about it, but then in turn, it makes me sad. It's so weird. Like, I think back, I'm like, oh, my God, I miss being younger. I miss, like, the simpler life, you know. I miss, I don't know. I just reminisce a lot.
Yeah. And now, like, it's unfortunate. Now, mm-hmm. you know, we're getting older. Our kids are getting older.
Yes.
Our friends, our parents, our friends' parents are getting older. Like, it's just, it is sad. Like,
yeah.
Who wants to get older, you know?
And because we know what that comes with, you know, what happens when people get older is eventually, you know, they start passing away. And that's when I think that's where at the point now where I'm at, like, where people's parents are passing away.
Yeah.
And it's sad because it's like, oh, my gosh, my parents are getting older, you know, and it's scary, you know.
My son's friend's mom, well, they're not that close anymore. Mm-hmm. They were very close in grammar school. But then they went to different high schools, so they're not as close anymore. But his mother passed away.
Aww.
And she was older, in her 50s.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sad to mm-hmm. think that this young man, I mean, he's 18, 19, is going to grow up. Like, not grow up, but have to go the rest of his mm-hmm. life without his mom.
Yeah.
I know, and I've probably said it before, I'm not very close to my mom. And it's sad, you know, that we're not closer. I don't know if she wishes that we mm-hmm. were, but we're just very opposite.
Mm-hmm.
But I cannot imagine not having yeah. her here. Like, I don't go to her a lot for stuff, you know, like advice or anything like that.
But, you know, she's there.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I know that she's there. And I couldn't imagine, like, I'd feel like an orphan.
Yeah.
You know, like, who do I go to?
Yeah.
Who, or my kids, like. My kids won't have a grandma, you know, like, I can't even imagine that. And I feel for this young man because, you know, and I was talking to my son about it. And I'm like, can you imagine? Like,
mm-hmm.
he's like, I could not imagine not having you around.
Mm-hmm. Huh,
good. Keep yeah. acting up and then you're going to see how it feels to not have me around because this yeah. kid is going to give me a heart attack.
It is scary. And I know, like, my parents, all of my grandpa, my grandparents and my grandmothers, like my grands, is that what it's called? Grandparents. Yeah. My grandparents, they're all gone, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like my parents are the oldest generation.
Yeah.
And it's scary. It's very scary because I can't imagine my kids, you know, how my son is so close to my dad, you know, like, and then me, I just can't even imagine. I depend on my parents for everything. And yeah. Maybe it is just like, seeing them on the weekend, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, yeah, we're so used to having them there. Speaking of death, you know, I recently heard that one of my old coworkers, her husband passed away.
Mm.
And it was from COVID.
Mm.
And it's like, it's in one
was
of those.
Was he older?
He was older. He's older, like, I don't know how old he was exactly.
Like, maybe
I want to say 40s.
Oh, not
yeah,
older.
Yeah, not older, older.
Not like no, your parents.
Maybe she was, I want to say she was late 40s. Yeah, not like my parents. Like, maybe late 40s, maybe 50s. I have to check.
Yeah, that's not much older than us.
Early 50s.
Yeah, wow.
It wasn't that much older. No. But it's just, it's sad because it's like, you know, it was due to COVID. Mm. And it's just scary that the pandemic is still killing people. You know, I think that, like, I was thinking in my mind, like, okay, people are starting to get vaccinized now. People, it's starting to go slow down. Or even, I haven't been hearing a lot of people passing away lately about with it. Like, people are catching it, but they're recovering. But yeah, that was like, wow. It was a shock. And it's one of those situations where I told you, I was like, it's a little weird because, like, we were good friends while we were working there. But she was the cause of me getting laid off.
Yeah, and we had this conversation before mm-hmm. where you hold on to friendships.
Yes.
Or, not friendships, you dwell on the loss of a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And don't beat yourself up about, or don't even question if you should reach out to her. And I get it. I'm not cold-hearted. Don't get me wrong. Please don't make it seem like, you know, this death is not serious. It is. It is. Mm-hmm. But don't beat yourself up about not reaching out to her, you know, because yes, she was one of the reasons why you're no longer working for that company.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she's not going to feel any better or worse that you didn't reach out.
Right. And that's where I was at. I'm like, I for my sake, it doesn't matter what I feel, like my peace of mind or whatever. I think it was more for her. Like, I felt like for a little bit, I was like, do I, you know, I feel like I owe her at least a text or something. But I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I don't even know if she even wants to hear from me. I'm like, and especially during this time of need, I'm like, maybe me reaching out in general would be something like, why are you reaching out to me?
And it might be because you guys didn't end on good terms.
Exactly. So.
But let's get into a little Q&A about us because your little video about us being friends.
Which I never even posted on Instagram, so I'm going to post it.
Yeah.
I'm going to post it on a Cafe con Canela thing so they can see it.
Yeah.
So I'll post the video.
You got a lot of likes, a lot of views. And, yeah, a lot of people were saying, like, oh, I wish I had a friendship this long, or that's nice.
I was surprised that a lot of people don't have friends.
Yeah, so was I. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Now so, we could give our listeners a little like
insider
Q&A on us. Yeah.
Get to know your comadres.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. So I hope you enjoy it. Also make sure to check out our comadres and our past guests podcast. Different Accents. We just did an episode with them. Ew for Real with Jenny Hiles. I think her and Bonnie just did a segment as well, so go check them out. And For Real podcast with Paula Garcia, who was one of our like earlier guests on the podcast. So go check them all out and continue leaving us reviews. Oh no. So go check them out. Let us know what you think about the Q&As and let us know what else you want to know about us.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so what are we doing today, Lila?
We are going to play like a game.
I'm down for games. Okay, cool. All right, got this. Okay.
So I think it's going to be, I don't even know what kind of game it is. It's just a game where we're going to ask each other questions about each other, just to get our listeners a little bit more information on us.
And the reason we're doing this is because we did a video on TikTok a few weeks ago, and it got a lot of attention.
Yeah, like I think Yesenia got like over 20,000 likes on it, and it was such a basic video.
It's super basic, and normally like the videos that I do with like other people, they don't get a lot of views. So I was surprised, but I'm like, people were really related to it, and they were actually really shocked that we've known each other for that long.
Uh-huh. And I read some of the comments like, oh, you're so lucky, I wish I had a friendship that long. And it's like, I think because we've had our friendship for so long, I don't realize how lucky I am.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or like, yeah, like how many other people don't have long-lasting friendships.
Right. Yeah, like it passes, it just, we don't actually sit there and consider it or think about it. It's like, it's just like, what do you mean?
I think the other day too, we made a comment like, oh, when she was making the video, she was typing like 20 years of friendship, and she's like, it's 20 years, right? And I was like, yeah. No, it's not. It's more than that.
Like, it's been 20 years since we graduated.
Yeah, 20 years only puts us at 18, and friends since, like, I don't know, 12, 11.
I think, like, fifth grade is when we met, so, yeah. I don't even know what that is, 25 years?
11, yeah.
No, yeah, something like that. So, yeah, it's just, no, more. It's more than 25.
27 years.
27 years.
27 years.
Crap, we're old.
Yeah, but I don't even see it like that.
I know. Yeah.
I don't even see it like that. I mean.
So crazy. It's so crazy how time does fly. But yeah, so this is the reason why, because then we sat and thought about like, okay, well, how well do we know each other?
And after reading some of these questions, I realized I don't know if I know her that well.
I think we just don't ever have deep conversations. We just, I don't know.
No, I'm sure we have, but after 27 years, I think it is hard to remember everything.
That's true. That's true. And we changed so much. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I could say something this week, and then next week I just might not feel the same. You know, yeah. Like, it is
hard. Or I forget that I even said it. Like, did I say that? Did I say I didn't like that? Oh.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Did I say I watched that movie? I don't remember.
Like, maybe I did watch that movie. I just don't remember. Like,
right.
I'll sit there. I literally will sit there sometimes with Eric. And he'll be like, oh, you want to watch this movie? Okay, sure. And he'll put it on. And I'm like, what? I was like, do I remember seeing the previews? And then by the end, I'm like, oh, my God, I already seen this movie. Like,
by the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No wonder it looked familiar. Okay. But, yeah, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to have a question. What are we calling it? Truth or drink? No. We're doing two different things.
Yeah. Yeah. So one is going to be where, I asked Yesenia a question and she has to answer it about me.
Yeah.
If she gets it wrong, she takes a shot. And vice versa.
Yeah.
And then the other set of questions will just kind of be a few kind of like truth or dare questions. Either you answer or you take a shot.
Yeah. So truth or dare.
Or.
Truth or dare. Ooh, I like my hair like this.
If the answers are too simple, then you answer and take a shot. Win-win. Yes. So today we won't be having cafe and canela. It will be
Tequila, Hennessy, and what?
Vodka. Tito's.
Perfect. Okay. So, let's get started.
Should I ask you the first question?
Yeah, sure. Go for it. Are they shots ready or no?
Not yet. Because you only take a shot if you get it wrong, and I'm confident that I'll get them all right.
Or
was that not believable?
Or she just picked and chose which one she actually knows about me. Those are the questions she's going to ask. All right, go for it. I trust you.
Okay.
And she knows I have a terrible memory.
I'm going to ask you first. If you get it wrong, you take a shot.
Okay.
Who was my biggest crush in grade school?
In grade school? Okay. Oh, my gosh. All right.
No last names.
All right. Definitely no last names. I'm going to say Carlos.
You are right.
See? Look at him good. And the only reason I knew this is because he was my crush as well, which is one of my three crushes. Oh, wait. I shouldn't have said that. So, yeah.
Don't ask me who's your crush.
Actually, yes, but you I just, won't ask you.
But you just said that
besides Carlos.
You had three.
I did have three. So you have two shots. You have two shots.
I can't even remember who we went to grammar school with.
Okay. Do you want me to make it easier for you?
You want to give me a hint?
It hasn't been since, I mean, he's still in the area. Is that a kid, sort of?
Ivan?
No, I couldn't stand them. I'm so sorry. I'll take that back.
I know.
No, I think he knows that I didn't really like him in high school. So I'm sure if his wife is listening to us, Vanessa, hi, Vanessa. there's not that many Ivans in grammar school.
Okay, who else? Let's see. Someone still in the neighborhood?
Sort of.
I think I know.
Who?
Alex.
Yes!
How did I forget about him? I knew that.
You had a crush on him too, didn't you, or no? I don't know. I think me and Elvia did.
Yeah, I don't know. He was just wasn't so friendly. But then again, I think none of the boys in our class were friendly.
Yeah, the boys in our class were not friendly.
They were mean to the girls, but neither one of us take shots.
Okay, so the next one. Okay, great. Next question, because we know each other oh so well.
Yes.
So my other one, just in case you were wondering, was Mark.
You know what? I was going to guess Keith, but...
Yeah, not Keith. I don't think I had Keith in classes. I always had Mark in. Like, you know how they only have one separate, twin? Yeah. I mean, we weren't going to say last names, but okay.
I know. Okay, so next question. What's the most shallow reason for not going on a second date? This is...
Me and you
saying what my most shallow is.
Their teeth. If their teeth are not taken care of, Leela ain't gonna date you.
It's what you look at. Yeah. I mean, right now, people are lucky with these masks.
Yeah.
You don't have to see them. But, I don't know.
I mean, no. Alex's
dad has jacked up teeth, and I still, you know... entertained him.
Yeah, well, you know, I also say that I wouldn't date a man that cheated on me, but I did it plenty of those. So. I mean, you know.
Same. Never letting him do that again.
You know?
5 times later.
I know, right? Eventually we walked away, so you know. But that's what counts, I guess, right?
This is me asking. You asking me.
Okay.
But I'm going to read the question, and I'm going to guess for you.
Okay.
Which game or reality show would I be best on? Which game or reality show I think you'd be best on?
Okay, so you're asking... Okay, so you're going to tell me what you think I would be
best
on? Yes,
but then you just tell me if you agree with it or not.
Okay.
Whose line is it anyway?
Oh, my God. I think I would... I think I'd...
With Wayne Brady?
Yeah, I would love to be on that show. I would love it.
Because a lot of it is...
A lot of it's improv, though.
Yes.
And I did do improv, but improv does... So improv always made me nervous, but I think now with TikTok, I've gotten a little better at it. So, I'd be down for that. I don't know if I'd do too great, because, I do get nervous. Improv is very scary for me, you know? You're literally thinking on the spot, and you can't really plan ahead, you know? But, so that would be so much fun.
Perfect. See, I know you.
You got me. Oh, wait, so that means I have to drink?
No, but...
Okay, but that's
if
fine.
We go off of who knows who better, we're never gonna drink.
Okay,
because we should know each other.
Right. Okay. So now.
What do I put on my pizza?
Pepperoni.
Yes, and you are sausage.
Yes.
Sausage and jalapeno.
Sausage and jalapenos. Oh yes.
Absolutely.
Is yours just pepperoni? Yeah, right.
And jalapeno.
And jalapeno. Okay.
I like mushroom also.
Yeah, I don't know. I tried mushrooms and I just don't like the texture. I really don't.
Oh, see, I love mushrooms.
I can't get past the texture. Okay.
Okay, so.
Next question.
Next question. Since these were all easy. Now this is me asking you.
Okay.
Okay? About yourself.
Okay.
What's the biggest age gap you've had with a partner?
I don't have to say which way, right? Okay.
No.
What was the? Hold on, I gotta do the math.
I think 5 years.
Is it 5 years? Hold on. I think so.
33
and 38. Yeah. Yeah.
Cougar.
Okay. Oh, now we said the way which way it was. Okay. I mean, it's not that bad, I guess. Just don't ask me when.
Anyway. I know, right? Where's the grossest place you've ever hooked up?
Oh, my God.
The forest.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a forest. I don't think I hooked up in a forest. Did you hook up in a forest?
No.
Oh. No, I hooked up outside of the Alpha Psi house.
Oh, see, that's what I was thinking because I know I remember bushes.
Yeah, it was just, no, here's the thing is that when I was drunk, so I was thinking, oh, it's like a forest. Oh, once yeah. I was sober, I realized it was literally two little bushes that covered nothing in front of a freaking frat house. Oh, my God. So embarrassing. And I had to go back because I lost my ID. So... Who knows? Somebody found my ID out there. Anyway, good old U of I days, huh? What about yours?
I always said, like, in your 20s, you can, it's all trial and error, so you can make all...
So many freaking errors.
...mistakes you want. For me, I'd have to say the bar bathroom.
Oh, the my God. The men's
bathroom oh my in God. The bar, and those are disgusting as fuck.
Oh.
Like, mm-mm.
That is so gross. And nobody walked in or nothing?
I think I made eye contact with someone through the door. Oh, my God. It was the most embarrassing. Like, I felt like throwing up, and I don't know if it was the alcohol that I wanted to throw up over or because I made eye contact with someone.
And then having to walk out?
Yeah. Oh. I was like, oh, God.
See,
I put my hood on, like,
see,
that wasn't me.
That's funny. See, me, I think that, like, maybe right after it or whatever, like, the party got raided, so everybody started running out. It was just a hot mess. Like, it was a hot mess. Oh, my God. Anyway, mm-hmm. Next.
Right?
Next question. I think we both need to drink for that one because that was disgusting and gross.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Outside. Clean that thought out. What are we drinking? Hennessy? Okay.
Well, no, you have tequila. I have Hennessy.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fine. Do you have salt or no?
Girl, just take the shot with some lime.
Okay, I'm going. Woo! Oh my God, I haven't had that shit in so long.
Woo! Burn my chest.
Okay. Oh, that shit burns.
Okay, next question. What's been your longest dry spell? My fucking chest is burning.
I think 3 years. Mm-hmm. No, maybe. I don't know. I want to say 3 years, but it might have been within those 3 years I went back to some idiot once and I just don't remember. You know what I mean? But I think it was like 3 years.
Yeah, for me it was 3 years.
Yeah.
That was a long healing process for me. But it worked.
Yeah.
I'm healed perfectly now.
I think I don't even remember what I did after those 3 years. I think I went back.
Oh, no, stop.
But then, I think I went back. I went back briefly, and then quickly found the love of my life.
Oh, very nice.
So, it was like, I think it was like 3 years, and then I went back, and I'm like, yeah, I wasn't missing anything. And then, you know.
Is that when he came in through your bedroom window?
Yes.
I remember that.
It was.
I snuck him in and it wasn't nothing.
It was like such a disappointment.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if anybody, I'm sure he's not listening, but it was.
I don't think he may not even know it was him that you were talking about.
Yeah, well. Yeah, maybe not. Okay. So, yeah, it was. I was disappointed. And I think what it was is that's when I realized I'm like, what? I don't know. I think maybe it really was at that moment. Like, maybe it's just because I didn't, like, love him anymore. Or I don't know what it was, Or maybe I just grew out of that, got out of it. Maybe I just woke up out of that freaking spell. Who knows?
You know, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. But I know that, like, I don't know. Like, when I'm involved with someone, like, I love hard. Mm-hmm. But then when I'm done, like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, don't breathe around me. Don't look my way. Yeah. Don't.
And that's what I think it was. I think what it was is just, like, I just obviously missed him because it had been so long. And I'm trying to think. I was like, who knows if it even was 3 years. It probably was, like, I don't even remember.
It was probably a year.
It was probably, like, a year. I don't remember. I don't want to think back in that time. But I do remember that I was, like, done. I was like, yeah, no. After that day, I was done. Officially done.
Next question. Maybe this is something that we can guess on each other. So okay. I'll ask the question, and then I guess yours, you guess mine.
Okay.
What's your favorite drink? Should I go first? I'll guess yours first. So drink, non-alcoholic, I'll say seltzer water.
Yeah.
You like that stuff? Drink-wise, I'm going to say beer. I don't know if it's so much your favorite, but I know you like it. Mm. But yeah, am I wrong?
I mean, you're not right. I mean, you're not wrong. Oh. No, I said you're not right. I meant you're right. You're not wrong. I don't think I have seltzer water. I could drink seltzer water all day, every day. Like, I prefer that over anything. Topo Chico over anything.
Yeah.
As far as, like, drinks, I do prefer beer because it's, like I know I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
Like, wines, I like it, but they do give me a headache the next day. So, it's, like, I don't drink that regular. I know I joke, like, a lot of times that I drink a lot of wine. I really don't. I think I just drink wine when we're together.
Yeah.
And stuff because it's, like, it does give me a headache the next day.
Yeah.
And drinks, I have to actually make them. I'm too lazy. So, I stick to beer.
Put some miche mix in it.
There you go.
Call it a day.
Simple.
Okay, go.
Okay, how about yours? I'm going to say that your favorite drink to drink is iced tea, maybe?
Like non-alcoholic?
Non-alcoholic, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're an alcoholic. Oh, my God. I remember you ordering it too, but I don't remember. But I know you like Hennessy. Okay, maybe like rum and Coke. Do you drink rum and Coke? I don't know.
Okay, take a shot.
Okay, what is
so
it?
So I do like Hennessy, like with tea. Mm-hmm. But I do prefer like vodka cranberry, vodka lemonade, just because I feel it's lighter.
But I mean, I know you always order that, but is that your favorite drink then?
Because it's lighter.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like the Jack and Coke, like, of course I try to stay away from pop.
Yeah.
And it does make me bloated.
Yeah.
You know, and I like micheladas a lot, but beer makes me very bloated. Yeah. Like, I'm full before I'm drunk, and then it's like I just wasted my time drinking all this shit.
Yeah.
And I'm full.
Yeah.
But I do prefer, like, I think, just like vodka cranberry, vodka lemonade, just because I feel like it's lighter, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the juice with the liquor, and it works super fast, and then I'm drunk
really
after,
does.
Like, three drinks, because
really
I am a lightweight. And, yeah.
Like, I'll take a shot to that one.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God, this is so strong, though.
I know.
This was, ugh.
I know, rough. It goes down rough.
Ooh. Ah. Anyway, next.
Okay, one last question. I think we can agree on this question.
Okay.
If you could hire someone to do one thing for you, what would it be?
Clean my fucking house.
Absolutely. 100%.
Clean my house. From corner to corner, everything. Dude, I'll pay for it.
Absolutely.
I'll pay.
And grocery shop for me.
Yes.
And then you can fucking cook, too. Like, you know, I mean, I won't stop you at just cleaning. But absolutely.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Okay. Oh, did I say that was the last question?
Yeah, but it's okay. You can do another one.
Okay. So there's some questions that are, like, PG-13. But they're kind of like sex questions. And I don't know that we want to do sex questions. We just kind of want you guys to get to learn a little bit more about us.
Yeah.
Let's tell this story.
Okay.
What's the hardest drug you've ever done? So I remember, and I don't know if I was actually there or if it's just a story that I was told, but I remember doing nitrous.
Yeah.
And then swinging on swings.
Oh, like, I don't know about swinging on swings.
Where did we do this at? At a house party.
Well, it could have been at the, I know for sure when we were at U of I, we did it at the, at a house over there.
Maybe, but we were swinging on swings afterwards. We were, that I don't or remember. Maybe you said you were.
I don't remember.
I kind of remember your cousins being there.
Yeah, so it could have been the house party over. Oh.
Do you remember we were swinging on swings?
It was a party that we went to, like,
with them, right? Palos
High. It was a party that we went to, like, in Palos Hills or something.
I don't remember what
yes,
it was.
Yes, it was a house party. And actually, you remember Miss Santiago?
Yes.
His son was there. Her son was there.
Oh, I do remember. He
yes,
was cute, right?
He was cute, yeah. And he was there, and he... And looking I good. Do remember that the reason the party ended was because somebody, like, almost overdosed or something. And they ended up, like, just kicking us all out. Or the parents came home when that happened. But, like, I'm pretty sure they were okay. But it was bad. Like, I don't even know. It was either Palos Heights or, like, Palos Hill. I don't even know what Palos there are around here. Palos Hills, whatever. But it was around there. We went with my cousins. They took us there. And, yeah, it was, they were doing all kinds of, let me put it this way. I don't even think they had weed there.
Okay, but
like, I think it was
that,
just like.
Would you consider that the hardest drug that you've ever done?
Nitrous?
Yeah.
I mean, I've done other stuff. I don't know what's worse.
No.
LSD. Okay, I did acid. A couple
I've
times.
I've never done that. I was so scared.
I tried it
fuck me up
so
in my
many
head.
Times,
I've
and never it never did. It never hit me until U of I, with Ray and, I maybe Aaron. I don't know who was me. It was me, Ray, and somebody else. Maybe Aaron. I don't know. And we tried it, and it was, like, around 8 o'clock at night, and it kicked in, like, around 11 p.m.
Oh, shit.
And I could not go to sleep. I was up. We had an econ class the next morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. We went straight to econ, effed up. Like, I was so stoned. Like, when I was sitting there, and it was, like, in a big, kind of like a museum-looking hall. Like, it was, like, a big hall because it was, like, 1,000 students in the class. So, like, we were sitting on top, and I'm just staring at the top of, like, the chapel or whatever it was.
I don't even know how accurate the story is.
I don't even, and I'm just looking at it, and, like, the designs of the windows and everything, and they were just, like, I was just so infatuated with that, and it wouldn't go away, but what sucked was the feeling when you crashed. Like, it was, like, maybe, like, around 2 in the afternoon is when it finally went away. And that, like, feeling was like the worst. I just felt like crap. Like I never again did I want to do it again. Like, I don't even understand why people did it after it hits the first time. Like, the only reason I did it multiple times is because it never hit me the other time. And everybody like, just drink juice.
Oh yeah,
that shit
right.
would never work.
The
yeah.
sugar with both of like.
But it wouldn't hit me. It was until that
orange
time I did it with Ray.
To
yeah,
it.
And it was the worst. It was the worst. So yeah, that was done. I was done with LSD.
For me,
this isn't considered chips, right? No.
It's
not.
Keto friendly.
Yeah.
No. Uh-huh. You gave up chips for Lent?
Yeah.
Okay. So, for me, I never really did drugs other than get high, like smoke weed. And I had tried shrooms before. But you know the chocolate covered shrooms? They were weak. Didn't do shit. Like, that was the extent of it. But one time I remember me and you went to the gas station. We were taking a ride. We were gonna smoke with E-Man and Chris, and we went to the gas station, and they had shrooms, not chocolate covered, just regular shrooms, in their armrest. Mm-hmm. So while they're out there pumping the gas, why they both had to get out, I don't fucking know. But that's on them. We decided to eat their shrooms.
We took it without them knowing. I don't even remember.
No, we took it without them knowing. It was in the armrest in a plastic bag. We took it and we're like, we're just going to eat a little bit. They won't even know. So we ate some. Sorry, guys. But that shit fucked me up. Because I don't know if we smoked before or after. Mm-hmm. Before or after we got gas. But we went to Rowan. Mm-hmm. We were at Rowan. And I started, like, tripping balls. Like, I was, like, tripping. And honestly, I think it was because I was not in a good place mentally. Like, mm-hmm. I was going through a breakup. Well, not going through a breakup. The breakup had already happened. But I was still, like, traumatized over it because it was, like, someone I considered a best friend was, she started fucking around with the boyfriend of mine. Yeah, so like, that was when it ended, and I was, you know, I was still very, very hurt about it, because they ended up being together, and I was just like, just blown away, you know? So I was still very hurt. And I think one of them brought them up, and that's what triggered something, and I think that's why I started tripping really bad. So, like, we were at Rowan, and I was like, I gotta go. And I just started walking home, and you guys all followed me, and I remember that they were saying, like, no, but we drove. Like, we'll just drive to your house. And I was like, no. And I'm just walking down 114th, like, I gotta go home, you know? So I went home, and I was laying on my couch.
Did we walk you home?
Yeah, you guys walked with me home.
Oh, okay.
Because I think you guys, we're like, I don't know if it was, like, you thought that I was in a... run into oncoming traffic. I don't know, but you just walked with me to my house because you were like...
So what did I do?
I guess you guys went back to the car afterwards. I don't know. I went in the house.
I don't remember, like, the end of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that I went back into the house. I laid on the couch. And I don't remember being late when we were walking home. But when I was at home, I was on the couch and it was late. And the TV was on. And it was, like, the same commercial playing over and over and over. And I remember just laying there praying to God, like, please, like, this is what my mom has told me about my whole life. Because she used to tell me, like, people when she was younger that would do drugs or they would get high, they were, like, jumping off buildings because they thought they could fly. And I remember thinking, like, Mom, when I'm high, I never think I could fly. I just thought that shit, though. I didn't tell her that. But that night, I was like, this is what she's talking about, because, like, I felt like I was going crazy, and I was like, I wanted to get in bed with her, like, just hold me and let's pray together so God can help me. Like, I was, like, really, like, freaked out, and I was like, I just thought, like, I was losing my mind. Like, I will never be normal again, you know? So, and after that, I probably never smoked again.
That's right,
I said, I was like, I'll never do this again. Like, if I can not lose my mind and stay normal, I will never smoke again. And I think I eventually fell asleep and I woke up normal, praising God. Like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. You saved my life. And I probably never smoked again until I think when Lewis was like 5 or 6 and we were on Avenue F, because you were wilding out at that time.
Yeah.
And Jackie was staying with me, and it was me, you, and her, and I think we smoked upstairs in my apartment.
We probably did. I don't remember.
And I thought, like, okay.
I was wilding out.
Oh, yeah. You were drunk, like, every day.
So bad.
Every day.
So
like, bad. My son would be like, remember when Nina came? And she was, like, knocking over the fridge. Because you, like, fell into the fridge moved the fridge. And my son was like, remember when Nina came? And she was like this. Oh, my God.
So embarrassing.
I need to ask him because, you know, he was 5 at the time. Now he's 19. I wonder if he remembers that shit.
I doubt it, though. Who knows?
You don't think you remember stuff when you were 5?
I do here and there, but like... Yeah.
So I wonder if that's one memory that he'll always carry with him.
Oh, my God.
But I think that, it was when I was upstairs, and I remember you guys like, you were wilding out. So you were either drunk or high. And it was like, let's smoke. And I remember thinking like, okay, this should be fine because I'm in my house, you know? And I smoked and I was like, no. I couldn't. I was paranoid. I was like,
I don't think I ever
gonna come and take my son. Like, I was paranoid.
I don't think I ever enjoyed smoking.
No, loved it.
I didn't. Like, it would be fun for a little bit and then I would start panicking or I would start, like, I think I would start getting feeling like I wanted to go away. When I was drunk or when I would drink, like, if I was feeling really sick, or if I felt, like, really, really drunk or whatever, I would either knock out, or if I made myself throw up, I'd feel better afterwards. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I was able to end it. Or I was able to, like, get out of it. And I felt like when I was high, I wasn't able to until it just wore out.
See,
you know?
For me, it was the opposite. Like, I always smoked. And I didn't drink until I was 21. Mm-hmm. And even then, I was like, I don't like this. Because, one, I didn't like the taste of alcohol, either beer or liquor. Mm-hmm. And I felt like it took too much. Like, I was having to ingest something I didn't like too much before I could start feeling drunk.
Yes.
Whereas if I smoked, I just hit the bowl a couple times, and I'm fucking high.
You know, yeah, no, my problem was like, I
enjoyed that.
I actually enjoyed the taste of liquor and alcohol and beer. So it's like, I wasn't drinking to get drunk. I was drinking because I liked it, you know? Which is why I drink a lot.
And not me, yeah. I was drinking to get drunk. Like, I mean, and to this day, like, I'm not going to just sit and have a glass of wine with my dinner. Like, I drink to get drunk or buzzed or whatever. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to just drink and watch a movie.
Yeah,
by
see,
myself.
And I'm like, the type that, like, I just have a beer or a drink.
Yeah, it, you know. Like, I would rather drink, like, lemonade or iced tea or something like that. Like, I, no. But, yeah, I remember going to house parties and having a cup, like, buying a red Solo cup and pouring tea in there because I would hate being there and people like, oh, you're not drinking, you're not drinking. No, no, I don't want to drink. So I would just have the tea in my cup, like, yeah, I am drinking. But I'd be in my car smoking.
Yeah.
And then I'd go in there with my cup, like, I'm drinking. Leave me the fuck alone.
Hope you guys enjoyed season one.
Yes, and I hope you guys got to learn a little bit about us and we didn't bore you.
Yeah. And we look forward to season two.
Yes.
But after this hectic baseball season starts, or ends, I mean.
Yes.
Why we joined this board, who knows?
Why we're still involved, I have no idea. But
deep down we really like it.
Definitely. I love baseball in general. And I love being around environments because I can't afford Cubs tickets every other day. So, you know. So instead, I'm going to be rooting for the freaking Sox because my kids are playing for the Sox.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for all this love, support. We appreciate you. Continue leaving us reviews. Continue leaving us messages. We want to hear from you. And we'll be active on Instagram. We'll be doing a couple IG lives as well on Instagram. So that'll be fun. We'll have some fun guests on there. Be on the lookout, and just reach out to us if you guys have any questions or want to know what's the deal with us or want to join us during the summer. We'll be at the concession stand pretty much every day.
Absolutely.
So with that being said, thank you all to our comadres out there, to our listeners. We appreciate you. Y hasta la próxima.
Until next time, stay tuned for season two.